Tape script 1.8. An interview with Anna.
Anna, you're Spanish, aren't you?
Yes, I am. I'm from Bilbao, in the Basque country.
And how long have you lived here in Oxford?
23 years.
And how did that happen?
Well, I wanted to improve my English, so I came to England to study. Originally, I came for 6 months, but I met my husband. We met at the college. Actually, we met on the way to the college, in the street.
You met in the street?
Yes. It was my first day, and I was walking up the hill to the college, and Theo, that's my husband, was driving up the hill, and he stopped and offered me a lift, which I refused.
You refused?
Yes. But we ended up in the same class. I went into the class and there he was.
And your husband's from Bolivia, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
So that means you speak the same language?
Yes, Spanish.
So why did you decide to live in England?
Well, mainly because my husband had a job here and we kind of decided we wanted a place in the middle between Spain and Bolivia.
A nice idea. And you have two sons?
Yes, I do. Xavier is 21, nearly 22, and James is 19.
So what's it been like for them growing up in England with parents of different nationality?
Well, I think because we live in Oxford, a cosmopolitan city, they didn't notice it too much.
They're both bilingual, presumably?
No, not really.
Oh.
Because when they were children, even though we spoke to them in Spanish, they always replied in English.
Interesting. Tell me, how much contact has your family here had with the families in Spain and Bolivia?
I think more with my family in Spain, because it's closer. We always spend summer there. 2 or 3 weeks, usually.
And the Bolivian side?
Well, my husband keeps in touch all the time, but his family have never been here.
Never?
Never. We went to Bolivia once, when Xavier was 18 months old. James has never been.
So, what are the children doing now?
Xavier's at university, and James has just finished school. He's been working in a restaurant, saving money to travel.
And what do they want to do in the future?
Well, James, he's going to travel to Bolivia at last. Then he's going to university to study biology.
And Xavier?
I think he wants to work in the Foreign Office.
Anna, is it possible to sum up the pros and cons of bringing up a family in another country to your own?
Well, I think in a way it's good because you can take the best things from both cultures. But I don't think my sons will ever feel 100% English because their parents aren't English. It's quite tricky.